A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees came to Jesus, and to test him they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read that the one who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." They said to Jesus, "Why then did Moses command us to give a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her?" He said to them, "It was because you were so hard-hearted that Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But at the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for unchastity, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to Jesus, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." But Jesus said to them, "Not everyone can accept this teaching, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves so for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in today's Gospel from Matthew that Jesus is really in the middle of a typical Jewish debate about marriage and divorce. There are questions from the Pharisees, then answers from Jesus, counter-arguments, and then further explanation by Jesus of exception to the law. Even the disciples enter in with additional statements. Biblical scholars tell us that, in fact, this particular debate on divorce and marriage was being disputed at the time of Jesus by the rabbinic schools of Hillel and Shammai. And Jesus' response indicates that he's more or less favoring the Shammai position. But it was a debate. And this form of discussion and dispute is found throughout Jewish and Christian scriptures, really, and in their other writings, like the Talmud. It is the way the rabbinic schools did their philosophy and reasoned. While some of the incidents in the Gospel are clearly outright attacks on Jesus and his teachings by his enemies, we have to keep in mind that some of these are just typical debates as a way to learn and dialogue from their teacher with students. And especially in Jesus' day, in his Jewish culture. It's not uncommon even today in the Jewish circles. Like Jesus, we too are engaged in a constant dialogue about our faith and in a search for truths. There are always new questions in our time and culture. We do not all agree, certainly, on dogma and the laws even. We are challenged to explain our faith with reason, sometimes to an incredulous audience, or to a field of study that does not believe in God at all, or sees God differently than we do. So the challenge for us Christians is not only our faith and morals, but our communication of these, our principles, our openness to dialogue, our ability to listen, and to explain things in a nonviolent communication style. There's nothing more destructive, it seems to me, than reaching mutual understanding than some irrational hothead or dogmatic bully. It doesn't usually win the argument because of poor example, even if you are correct logically. So how do we communicate our faith to others? How do you do so in your family and with your friends? Do you find openness to dialogue in your parish? In your diocese? Is the church itself able to discuss its teachings and practices and invite discussion on topics of dispute, differences among us, with our society, our secular world? So, like the various rabbinic schools of Jesus' time, we want to perfect a new model of Christian dialogue and Christian communication techniques for our own day.